Well, hello, good day to you. Thank you very much for joining me. My name is DeCourcy Williams, and this is the Uplifting Words Podcast. I hope everyone's having a wonderful week. I hope everyone is out there crushing their goals, chasing down their dreams, and getting a chokehold on this thing we call life. So today, really fast, I want to talk about social media famous. And it seems like something that everyone's chasing after nowadays. There were reports and studies that have been done on kids that are in high school. Instead of going into college, they are attempting to boost their Instagram profile or Twitter or whatever social media venue they choose. They're making a real attempt at making a living, generating an income on one of those platforms. So the one thing I want to caution people about, though, is on social media, in this world we live in of gathering likes and getting thumbs ups and getting hearts, you got to be careful when you look at other people, because of course they're only going to show you their happy times. They're only going to show you really when they're smiling and laughing, or when they're taking that cruise or flying on that airplane or whatever it is that they might be doing that looks super fun. Like, that's kind of their job, to give off this enticing, I don't want to say lie, but it might not totally be the truth either. It's an embellishment. Just think about it. If you were on social media and you saw somebody that was all down in the dumps and depressed all the time, nobody would pay attention to that. But if you take a picture and you're standing next to the newest car, or if you're standing in front of a mansion, like with your arms up raised or something like that, that's what's going to be what's going to get attention. So just be careful of people that you pay attention to, because they're a person just like you are. They could be just as miserable as you are. They could be, I'll say for example, and I hate to use the example of Anthony Bourdain, but I think I'm going to use it here. Here's somebody who, on the surface, looked like he was living the life that everyone dreamed of. Traveling the world, trying out different cuisines, meeting all sorts of people. He had a following of individuals that loved him. But unfortunately, none of that was enough to keep him from taking his own life. He had his own demons that he was fighting, and he couldn't win. He didn't win against them. So just keep in mind that no matter who you follow, social media, no matter who you look up to, they're still a person. They're still grappling with their own inner demons. They're fighting through their own crises on a day-to-day basis. I mean, you have no idea what they're really going through. And then to compound on that, when it looks like they have all this measure of success, you have no idea what it takes to maintain that. A lot of times people that are successful, they say being successful, or I'll use the example of being rich. A lot of people say that being rich is really easy. The problem comes in is keeping it and maintaining that rich status. When you're looking at somebody's social media feed, whether it be Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or whatever, a lot of times you'll see kind of the product. Like, you won't see the process. Like, if you follow somebody and they're always like on vacation or traveling, or look like they're living their quote unquote best life ever, you don't really know the process that it took to get to that point. You don't know what they had to go through. You don't know what sacrifices that person had to make in order to get wherever it is that they've got. So all of that just to say, social media is good. This is not a knock on social media, but just a word of caution. Not everything out there you can believe. just because you see somebody sitting on a bed and they just got hundreds in their hand and they're just kind of throwing them on the bed, that could have just been the paycheck they just got and they went and cashed it out and got all the money, made that little video, and then went and put the money right back in the bank because their rent check was about to bounce. I mean, that's what people do. But if somebody's trying to convince you of something, like let's say they're trying to sell something, or they're trying to sell you on joining some sort of program, oh yeah, all bets are off. They'll do whatever they can in order to get your attention. And a lot of people, they see that and they say, well, that person's doing it, why can't I? Which leads me to, a lot of people end up being like depressed because of the people they follow on social media. Because of what I just said, they'll look at their neighbor or their quote-unquote friend on Facebook, and they'll start to become envious of that person's life, thinking, why can't I do the same thing that so-and-so is doing? Let me tell you something. Some people can take, they can go on vacation, take pictures of their vacation, and they'll post a couple of pictures of that, and then they'll wait 7, 8, 9 months. They'll post a little bit more pictures of their vacation to make it seem like they're still traveling or they're still out having fun. I mean, do you know how many pictures you can take when you're on vacation? And people have been known to split up those pictures that they take and release them in blocks to cover the entire year to make it look like they're still traveling, they're still having fun, they're still on the go. And if the if you get up and you see they're on their Facebook feed and they're like, they always seem to be traveling, they always seem to be out somewhere, and you'll start to think, man, what am I doing wrong? Why aren't I able to travel or do all these wonderful things or take all these nice vacations? And then you start to beat yourself up because you're not so-and-so and such-and-such. That's the Joneses. That's people trying to chase after the Joneses. I don't know who came up with that statement. Who came up with that phrase? Why is it the Joneses? I'd love to hear anybody's idea, if they have an idea why it's specifically called keeping up with the Joneses. Why is it the last name Jones? But anyway, I mean, that's the same thing that people used to do when they used to look over their neighbor's yard and become envious of maybe they got a new car in the driveway, or if that neighbor's grass was like super green, or if somebody looked at somebody else's spouse next door and their spouse was always looking happy and content, and you look at your spouse and your spouse is always upset and depressed. Man, you have no idea what goes on behind closed doors. You don't know what that person is going through on the inside, and they're just portraying this picture of perfection, I'll say. So, yeah, so be careful of being social media famous, because it's a lot that's going on that's not real. It's an illusion. I'm not saying don't use social media. I'm not saying cut it out. I'm just saying be careful. So, sitting here watching politics, and I'm keeping up with this debate between... Well, not really a debate, but the confirmation of Kavanaugh to being a Supreme Court judge. And I'm just wondering. It's really hard trying to figure out who's telling the truth. And I'm not either on either side of the fence. I mean, I'm kind of leaning more towards believing Professor Ford. But, I mean... I just wish there were a way that we can unequivocally tell who's telling the truth. I mean, there are signs all over the place by the way he was acting when he was brought before the Senate, and how she can't remember certain things. But I mean, stuff happens to people, and they might try to block it out of their mind, so they're not going to remember details, but they remember specific stuff. I mean, someone that's never gone through a trauma like that can't say, well, why didn't you come forward X amount of years ago? or why can't you remember the house that it was at, that it happened at, or why can't you remember whatever, like you can't, can why can't you remember whatever smell was in the air? I mean, those aren't fair questions, because somebody that's gone through some sort of trauma, some people can recall everything. Some people, they try to block it out of their minds. They don't remember specific things. On the other hand, we do have a record of people that have lied for whatever reason to try to jam somebody up. I mean, this whole situation is just horrible. It's really horrible. And I'd actually like to hear other people's opinions about it. I'm the type of person that can talk about politics and things like this, and I don't get all emotionally involved and start screaming and shouting. Like, I'm really genuinely, honestly interested to find out, like, what's the truth and what's going on. And shame on Kavanaugh if he's lying, and shame on Professor Ford if she's lying. Like, yeah, it's pretty horrible. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that out there really quick. If anybody has like any opinion they'd like to share on that, I would really love to hear it. But let's get to the real reason why you're listening to this podcast here. Let me give you some motivation about your life and what you can do to make it your best life ever. I hope you all enjoyed the money podcast that I did last time about getting your money right, getting your money to work for you. I will actually still be sharing the link to Acorns and Stash in this episode as well. So if you want to learn how to start saving, start investing, start putting that money away for your celebration fund, you can do that. Just check out the show notes and I'll have that there. So, but this all ties into taking control. You have to take control of your life. Now, you can consciously take control of your feelings, what you take in, what you listen to, how you react to certain situations. Granted, there's a lot that is out of your control, but there are certain things that you have full control over, and how you act and how you react are some of the things that you can take control over. There are a lot of people that think that they're just going through life and kind of like a bumper car. Like they bump into one thing and they just kind of flail all around because they got bumped, and they bump into something else and then they slam into the wall and they just feel like they don't have any control over where their life is going. That may be true, but you have total control over how you react to the situation. When you get knocked on your butt, you have control on you getting back up and getting back in the fight. I've said it before, life is a fight for territory. You're always fighting, unfortunately. The way that you react to how you get knocked down, though, that's what defines your life. Because all of us gets knocked down. All of us has these challenging times. All of us gets punched in the face by life. Some of us stand there and they look at the blood in their hands and they look around for other people to console them and to agree with them that they got punched in the face and how wrong it was and how foul so-and-so was or how bad it is. Other people, they just wipe their nose off and they keep on stepping. Which one are you? So always keep moving forward. Always keep fighting. Always keep pushing. That is the advice that I have for you today. So, and then it's also important when I said earlier what you're taking in. And that's the music you listen to, the movies that you watch, the books that you read. I mean, you can change your entire outlook on life by being a book reader. If you're not into reading books, get an app like Audible or something that'll read it to you and listen to books instead of music. That's what I do now. I have an account with Audible and I'm listening to Eric Thomas, The Secret of My Success, and Unshakable by Tony Robbins, and Secrets of the Millionaire Mind by T. Harv Eker. Like, if I could just show you a picture of my list of audiobooks on Audible, and that's what I do. Instead of listening to music a lot of times, I'm listening to a book. And I can't tell you how you still take that in, even though you're not physically reading that book, but you're still getting that information. That information could still be life-changing if you get the right information at the right time. So information, though, is powerful, but application, that's where the real life-changing steps begin. Now, when you're talking about taking control, you're talking about trying to make changes in your life. It doesn't have to be this big, daunting thing where you have to change all at once. You can take small, manageable changes each day. Like, say, for instance, instead of when your alarm clock goes off, you hit the snooze button. You get up immediately. Don't hit that snooze button. You wake up, maybe take a quick walk around your neighborhood, or maybe get up and fix a sensible breakfast, or anything. Maybe you can meditate first thing in the morning. But that's just an example of a small change that you can make instead of hitting that snooze button, getting right up. Another small change that you can make, instead of like staying up late at night, go to bed as early as you can. I know for me personally, I work a job that kind of, it can keep me up till like 3 in the morning, and I'll get home about 3:30 or so, and I can be kind of wired. When I get off of work, I don't know about anybody else, but when I get off work, I'm still kind of going. My mind is racing. I'm still like in work mode, so I can't just go straight to sleep. So I know for some people, that might not be feasible. But small changes that you can make, small steps that you can take to do different things. So just take one habit, one thing that you can do, that you can change, and do it for like 31 days straight. And I mean, dedicate yourself to that 30 days of changing that habit. You might see a grand change like in your life. Like, most successful people that you listen to, they accredit a lot of their success to just getting up early. Just because we all have the same 24 hours in the day. If you're sleeping all day, or if you're not doing anything all day, you're basically just wasting time. But you'll hear a lot of successful people say, I changed my life when I started waking up at 7, or when I started waking up at 5. I mean, some people, they get up at 3 and 4 o'clock in the morning, and they might do like devotional or prayer or meditation. They maybe get an exercise in, maybe some running or something. By that time, it's like 7, 8 o'clock, and they're ready to start their day, and they start their day with a bang. I mean, could you imagine how much you would get done in a day if you got your good 8 hours of sleep? Because they're not talking about depriving yourself of sleep. You still need at least your 8 hours of sleep, but getting up early enough and you can knock out exercising and reading and prayer or meditation, whatever you do, and then start your day like with the rest of the people that normally start at like 8 o'clock in the morning or so, you'd be able to get so much done. So, and also when I say what you take in, like for real, you can listen to, I mean, people listen to music. That's not a bad thing. That's not what I'm talking about here. It could depend on what music that you listen to. Because I know some people, when they're working out, they listen to something to get them pumped up. Maybe at night, later in the day, they might be looking to wind down. They might listen to some jazz or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if anybody even listens to jazz anymore. That's something I used to listen to when I was younger. So, but I mean, it depends on what you listen to, what you watch on TV. If you're just watching like mindless TV, you're going to have a skewed perception on how reality should work. If you watch reality TV, one of the Real Housewives of whatever, that is not how normal people live. That is not an accurate representation of how the rest of us live. All these reality shows, I don't even know how this started, but I remember reality shows originally being because people didn't think that celebrities were like normal people, quote unquote. So I think somebody came in with the brilliant idea of like, let's film the celebrities' day so everybody can see that they're just normal people. And I think that's how it started, like a long, long time ago. Man, but anyway. But these reality show, or quote-unquote reality shows now, I mean, this is, people don't normally live like this. Like, unless you're a person that just seeks out drama and has to have all kinds of attention on you at all times, like normal, regular, everyday people, they don't live like what you see on reality TV. So, if you take stuff like that in, that could, I'm not going to say all the time, but it could skew your perception of how normal people live. Like the rest of us don't have these dramatic encounters with our siblings, or these blow-up, knock-down, drag-out arguments with whoever, with somebody that in a restaurant or whatever. Like, I mean, yeah, you hear about it occasionally, somebody out acting a fool or whatever. But all of this to say, you have control over what goes into your body, and that goes for diet, what you listen to, what you watch, all of that stuff. You can take control over that and flip that around. That could be a small change. Say, for instance, if you're a reality star, a reality show junkie, you can unplug from that and decide to either watch something else or start listening to audiobooks or start physically reading books. Like, you have control over all of that. So the main point I want to get, the main thing I want to drive home, is that nobody is totally out of control over everything. Like, some people at some point have to start realizing that you have to take control for basically where you are in life. If you're in this place in life that you don't want to be, it's really because of a culmination of some decisions that you've made, and either they pan out or they didn't. The successful people are really the only ones that admit that they're self-made, even though I hate that statement, self-made, because nobody's actually really self-made. But it goes back to you being in control of the decisions you make, how you perceive things, and how you react to the obstacles and the walls in life. So that's it. That's what I have for this episode of the Uplifting Words Podcast. I hope each and every one of you realize how much power you actually have. The things that I talk about are things that you see successful people, and it's not like success is a destination. If you see somebody that's made it, they're not there yet. They're still growing. They're still learning. They're still taking things out that don't fit into their lives. They're still seeking mentors. They're still looking for things that will enrich them. So just because you see somebody successful, there's no such thing as I'm there. There's no such thing as I got $1 million, I've made it. No, it's an ongoing journey. It's continually working on yourself. It's continually growing. It's continually giving back. All of that stuff is ongoing. So don't think that anybody is just quote unquote made it, because there is no such thing. We're all still going until the day that we die. We're all learning. We're all people. Some people give back. Some people take. Some people are learning. Those people that aren't learning, I'm pretty sure you can tell who they are. They're just kind of, you've known them. You knew them like 5 years ago, and you don't see them for a while, and you just see them like on a chance meeting, and they're still doing the same stuff they were doing 5 years ago. That's a person that's not growing, basically. So I want everyone to know that you have so much power. You are you can make yourself into the person that you want to be, or that you think that you should be. I don't want anyone to think that they don't have the answers or the wisdom or the guts to be able to go out and live the life that they want to live. That's what I mean when I say you have to take control of yourself. Because once you get that nailed down, and that's something that we're all working on, because like I said, nobody's there yet. But once you get something like that nailed down, you could see clearly where you want to go. You know who you should be hanging out with and who you should not be hanging out with. You know the habits that you should be engaged in and the stuff that you should be staying away from. So with that being said, thank you very much for joining me. I'm going to wrap it up here. And just remember, guys, you all have the control. You all have the power over your life. No one out here is helpless. No one out here is dependent on something to happen. You've got it. I just want to encourage you all that you have it. So, with that being said, I want to invite each and every one of you to join us on our Facebook page. You should be able to search for Uplifting Words or search for Just Live Now on Facebook. And you should see the Uplifting Words Facebook page. Also, like I said, I'm going to give the links to Stash and Acorns in the show notes if you want to learn a little bit more information about how you can start to get your money working right for you. And also, my man Jerry Smith's book, his Master Your Money Survival Guide, I will also link that in the show notes. Pick up a copy of that too if you want to get some actionable tips on changing your mindset about money, how you can get your money like saved up, like doing the whole budget thing. Or it's a great book. I'm going to tell you, get it now. It's a short read, but it's a lot of powerful information in there. So with that being said, thank you very much for joining me. Peace and love and happiness to each and every one of you. And I will see you in the next episode.